to Harvard Law School. Welcome to this Berkman Center LexisNexis event. This event is part of a broader interest of Berkman Center in technology and education. Obviously, it's an interest that stems from our own recognition of the kinds of challenges that the digital environment presents are fundamental and relate to the core of what we do as a teaching institution. And so it's a pleasure to have the opportunity to explore these issues with a range of people to whom our students and our teaching has to relate. So I'd like to begin, if I may, by asking Andy if he would say a few words. Andy, first tell us who you are.
My name is Andy Carson.
My name is Andy.
First thing I have to do is turn this off.
That's good.
I want to say a few words about...
Start from scratch again. My name is Andy.
I feel like I'm in first grade here. Yes. But I'll try to do what you tell me to do. Yes, my name is Andy Prezes.
Go for it, Andy. What do you have to say?
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were going to ask me a series of questions. Well, thank you all very much for coming out tonight. I gather we're on webcast. So there may be some people out there in China and Iran and so forth that might be watching this. And welcome to you all. I'm really honored to join Charlie tonight. I suspect you all know who he is. He's obviously with the Harvard Law School. And then going from my left here, John Cebloni, who is a partner with Nixon Peabody. And Ron Stout, who is here from the Chicago Kent School of Law. Sandy Geller, who is Executive Vice President with the Practicing Law Institute. Pat Hobbs, who is the Dean of the Seton Hall Law School. And we have Stone Wiseke, who is here from the Harvard Graduate School of Education. So we've got a very impressive group of panelists here tonight. And I think we're going to have a good conversation on a topic that is important to us, important to a lot of people around this this panel. And that is, to what extent should law schools, and how should law schools, incorporate technology in their curriculums? Now, as somebody who speaks on topics such as this once in a while, invariably when you get into the topic, you find out that the more complex, the more interesting, and the more multi-threaded it is, and certainly our topic tonight is that way. You realize that you quickly run out of time, even though you might think that you've got lots of time. And that's the way that I felt about this topic. I don't know what my fellow panelists and what they're thinking and their experiences have been, but I just felt we weren't going to have enough time until I looked at a calendar on my desk this morning and saw today's date, which is December the 7th. And on this day, 65 years ago, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. But we have to remember what happened on the day after. Because the day after, Franklin Delano Roosevelt made his day in infamy speech in the U.S. Congress in just 6 minutes. So I took away that FDR could make one of the most famous speeches in history in 6 minutes, then I'm sure we can make significant headway on the topic that we're here to talk about tonight. Some of you may know that we have entered into a partnership with the Berkman Center here at the Harvard Law School. And the partnership is really to explore ways in which we can prepare our law school graduates to exploit technology tools and exploit technology skills in the practice of law in the 21st century. And based on the work that we have done so far, I'm quite confident that we're going to be coming up with some recommendations and some insights that are quite meaningful, and I think are going to be quite important in our addressing the issue that we're going to be talking about tonight. It's really a very, very interesting issue. We're going to be issuing recommendations coming out of the alliance that we have at the Berkman Center early next year. But I'm going to hold off more comments until we get into the questions that Charlie's going to toss our way. But I do want to express a few opinions on a few things here. Before I turn it over to Charlie for him to take us from where we're going to go or where we are going to go, you might be interested to know that we hire a lot of young attorneys at LexisNexis. In fact, we hire about 200 attorneys every year. You might be interested to know that we employ something like 2,000 to 3,000 attorneys. And that's out of our 14,000 employees. And the attorneys that we hire are all very computer literate in their now work lives. But we're constantly amazed at how very little understanding they have of the technology and the tools that are employed today in the practice of law. And the tools that I'm talking about are tools that are very common in the legal profession today. And yet we at LexisNexis consistently find that we have to train these young attorneys so that they know how to use technology tools. So while we remain committed to developing the kind of solutions that we develop, we have a very vested interest in the design of curriculums for the future law schools and today's law schools. So beyond my company's particular interest, clearly tonight's discussion is going to transcend the interest of any one organization or any one group. As students, educators, legal professionals, and business people, it's our duty to examine the issues surrounding technology and curriculums. And I don't know whether to say curriculums or curricula. I was taught in Canada to say curricula, but everybody here in the United States is curriculum, so I'll be an American today. With an eye toward the shared vision of what's best for the students, the educators, the legal professionals, and the business people who follow in our footsteps. So today, when students and young attorneys search Lexis.com or search Google or, heaven forbid, search Westlaw, they collect vast quantities of information that the youth of my generation couldn't even imagine. Because we trudged into libraries. We sat in high back, stiff chairs, hunched over heavy books and periodicals, and we complained when we had to go out and copy a couple of articles. And as you well know, today's young attorneys go well beyond any form of even traditional legal research. Now they can be responsible for finding and appropriately applying all sorts of information from all sorts of different places. So the questions that we hope to answer in the research that we're undertaking with the Berkman Center and to perhaps ask tonight is how do we help today's generation assimilate all this information? How do they turn it into knowledge and convert that knowledge into wisdom? And how do we all do it as quickly as possible? So another question that we hope to explore tonight is how do we make our successors in the legal profession as productive as possible? Whether we're talking about a young attorney in a major law firm, or a sole practitioner, or an attorney in a corporate counsel office, or in a government agency, the pressure today is to respond quickly and accurately to his or her client. And that pressure is intense. He or she is going to feel pressure to manage the business side of the profession as well. How do you make money? And to do that quickly in response to customers' needs. So how can technology and law school curriculums relieve some of the pressures? And here are two more questions that we may want to tackle tonight. How can law schools use technology to create bridges between law schools and law practices? In highly technology-based vehicles such as text messages and virtual offices impact the practice of law. Now, I'm going to be bringing the perspective of LexisNexis and a business perspective. My fellow panelists are going to be bringing an academic perspective, perhaps a legal profession perspective, and clearly a business perspective. And I would hope that we're going to get a perspective from you as well, that you weigh in and express what you think on this important topic. So I think we're going to have a good conversation today on a topic I think that's interesting. I think we're going to have some real meaningful insights coming out of the dialogue, and I look forward to hearing what my fellow panelists have to say, what questions Charlie's going to throw our way, and the perspectives that you have on this topic. So Charlie, what do you think?
Thank you very much, Andy.